Hey, IT pros. Do you ever get the sense there are a ton of resources out there for learning about Azure and you don't know what they are or even where to start? Do you ever wonder if there might be ways that would fit your learning style better? And maybe there might be some tips and tricks for using these resources that can help you learn even faster. My name is April Edwards. So join me on a guided tour of the Azure Learning resources available to you so you can get answers to all of these questions and so much more.
Now, let's visit Virtual Training Days.
Hi, I'm Garrett Bundy. I am a global director, part of our Microsoft trainer team. I have a team of 16 trainers spread across the globe that all support our Microsoft Virtual Training Day events.
What are Virtual Training Days?
So our Virtual Training Days are these free, in-depth, instructor-led trainings that are found on the local Azure events page. And so when you attend one of our Virtual Training Day events, what you get is this opportunity to see great content delivered by our Microsoft technical trainers. And our content ranges from fundamentals level content all the way up through advanced content.
Why should IT pros attend virtual training days?
So why would an IT professional come to a virtual training day? Well, the reality is we have a lot to offer for the IT professional. You can attend a course across any number of our products, from Azure fundamentals to security courses around like protecting sensitive information and managing risk, or even the dynamic side, if you're looking to learn about how to activate digital selling. We offer 17 different and distinct unique courses, and likely one of them is tailored to what it is you're needing to achieve in your career, whether you're looking to get to your next step in the career, prepare you for the next project you're working on, or any other things. We have the option for you.
How should an IT pro get started with virtual training days?
You know, the great thing about the virtual training days for IT pros is all you have to do is go out to our events page and just register. Once you register, we'll take care of everything from there. We'll send you the invite. We'll let you know exactly when to join, how to join. And once you show up, all you have to do is enjoy the content being delivered by our technical trainer team and then interact with our subject matter experts that are there to help you and guide you through the content.
Is there any virtual training days content IT pros will want to pay particular attention to?
Well, I think the best thing for IT pros to get started with a virtual training day is really look at the fundamentals courses that we're offering, whether it's Azure fundamentals, Azure AI fundamentals, or Azure data fundamentals. Those are all great classes to start with, but then make sure you take it a step further and attend one of the more advanced courses. Maybe you're a developer in your career, or you want to do more developing, and we've got the DevOps with GitHub course, or even integrated Azure Synapse Analytics content, right? So there's lots of opportunities for you to do this.
What's one thing that most IT pros might not know about virtual training days?
You know, one of the things IT pros typically don't know about our virtual training days is if you start at the fundamentals level, we actually give you the opportunity to sit that exam for free. So if you take an Azure Fundamentals course with us in a virtual training day, we're going to provide an opportunity for you to sit that Azure Fundamentals or AZ-900 exam at absolutely no cost to you.
Our next stop is at Microsoft Learn.
I'm Judy McNeil, Senior Program Manager on the Learn Content Team.
What is Microsoft Learn and how do I get started with it?
Well, Learn has over 1,000 courses and we cover a wide variety of topics, including Azure, AI, software development, lots of topics. You can start with one of the popular learning paths like Azure Fundamentals, or you could jump to the browse page and use search or filter to focus on the thing that's important to you. You can also explore Microsoft certification paths, where the Learn content is there to help you get ready for certification exams.
Why should IT professionals go to Microsoft Learn?
Learn modules cover a wide range of topics of interest to IT pros, like administration, architecture, security, and migration, just to name a few.
How should IT pros get started with Microsoft Learn?
As soon as you get to Microsoft Learn, start with browsing all the paths, and then choose filters to find the modules and learning paths that are of interest to you.
Are there any features IT pros should pay particular attention to?
IT pros should pay particular attention to the filtering. Select one or more roles that align with what you do, and then see the modules that are relevant to that role, like database administrator or security engineer.
What's one thing that IT pros might not know about Microsoft Learn?
You can learn on your own schedule. That's important, IT pros. Go deep in one topic through a whole learning path or just accomplish one specific task with an individual module.
Next, let's visit Tech Community.
Hi, I'm Anna Chu, and I am the community lead for Microsoft Tech Community.
What do IT pros find when they go to Microsoft Tech Community for the first time?
Yeah, when people first come to the tech community, they find a wealth of resources to help them keep up to date with the news and updates that help tech professionals meet the demands of new challenges that are facing them today, both at work and at home. And if when you first visit techcommunity.microsoft.com, members can discover and discuss technology solutions with Microsoft engineers, be able to acquire new skills, and become inspired by innovative product use cases, be able to give and receive technical guidance, and ultimately enjoy support and encouragement from other fellow technologists. The community provides members with a lot of how-to guidance and a platform for collaborating with other technologies and a place to find belonging, which is really important these days.
Why should IT pros go to Microsoft Tech Community?
Our heritage has really been with the IT pro audience, for sure. From the very beginnings, when we first launched the tech community back in 2016, we launched with a lot of our go-to community areas. We built community hubs for SharePoint, for Exchange. And when we started working with Teams, they quickly became one of the quickest growing community hubs on the tech community. But we have hundreds of communities where people can find experts and other IT pros who can relate to what you're seeing, what you're experiencing, and to get advice in implementing these products.
How can IT pros get started with tech community?
The easiest way for people to feel immediately at home is to find their hub. These are places where you can find everything that you need to know about a particular product or program. So they include discussion forums, and you might even be familiar with some of the names of some of our contributors. You'll also find blogs authored by our product marketing team, as well as our engineers, who are there to give you in-depth guidance on new features or new best practices that they've discovered. And if you have any, if you're part of a specific industry, and we also have some very focused community hubs that are focused on specific industries, such as public sector. This one is definitely an up-and-comer, and we've got a dedicated community manager who is there to guide you on specific articles that might be helpful for you, especially with the world of GCC.
Are there features or content that IT pros should pay particular attention to?
So something that we just worked on recently is the Video Hub. The Video Hub is a place where we aggregate video content across the entire tech community, but they're sourced from different areas, whether our product teams have made those videos available on YouTube or other destinations. We have actually created a Video Hub that aggregates it all. But one thing to note, we have these community hubs that are these little microcosms for all things related to that particular product or program. And what we have done is provided some connective tissue between all of the different content formats that you see. So if you are in a discussion forum, you will be served up related blog articles that are aligned to that particular discussion forum. And similarly for videos, any related video on our Video Hub that is aligned to that same topic will also be served up to you. So what we're doing is really deepening the opportunity for you to learn about a particular product or program so that you can continue, you know, being that trusted advisor in your workplace or within your community.
What's one thing that most IT pros may not know about Microsoft Tech Community?
So one of the things that people may not realize about the tech community is that there are people who are there to really help you learn. Someone gave me a really good analogy about the difference between documentation and the tech community, where any type of documentation can feel very clinical, almost like a dictionary, whereas the tech community can feel like your day-to-day phrasebook that allows you to use find best practices and tips and tricks to help you on a day-to-day basis. So I really love that analogy because we both need to think about documentation and community as coexisting side by side and complementing each other. So I think that's a really interesting way of thinking about how the tech community can be helpful for you.
Our next stop is at LinkedIn Learning.
Hi, I'm Sharon Bennett. I'm a senior IT instructor with LinkedIn Learning.
What will IT pros find when they go to LinkedIn Learning for the first time?
Well, they're going to find over 15,000 courses. That's a lot of courses. So to get started, the best thing to do is search for a topic, or you can use one of our curated LinkedIn Learning paths.
Why should IT pros go to LinkedIn Learning?
As an IT pro, you'll want to come to LinkedIn Learning because we don't just focus on those technical skills that we all need. We also focus on those soft skills.
How should IT pros get started with LinkedIn Learning?
As an IT pro new to LinkedIn Learning, to make you feel at home, you'll probably want to search for the topic you're looking for. For example, Azure Administration.
Are there any features that IT pros will want to know about when working with LinkedIn Learning?
As an IT pro coming to LinkedIn Learning, you may not be aware of GitHub. We put our PowerShell scripts up there for you, as well as study guides.
What's one thing that most IT pros may not know about LinkedIn Learning?
A new IT pro coming to LinkedIn Learning may not realize that a lot of our technical courses have a study group associated with that course. Within that study group, we have a LinkedIn Learning employee who's moderating that group. Learners can help each other, and every so often, an instructor may just pop in and give you a hand as well.
I hope you've enjoyed our tour across Azure Learning resources. If you're looking to engage with any of the resources we visited in this video, please check the text in this video's description. Enjoy your learning and see you next time.